This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A shooting in Annapolis has a lot of people worried during the day because there were sparse details. And what we do know is at least five people were killed, two were injured when someone opened fire in a Maryland newsroom. And apparently this person had a real axe to grind because of a defamation suit that they lost. Hey, everyone, what a way to start America tonight. Thanks for joining me, Kate Delaney, and the rest of the crew. And speaking of that, we go to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Bob, this does touch politics somewhat because of what we're talking about with angry verbiage and that kind of thing. And plus, I think with Annapolis and its proximity to D.C., a lot of people were talking about this throughout the country, but certainly in that area of the country as well. Shocking, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, you know, because right there into a newsroom, he opened fire, and he had, like you said, some type of vendetta is what we know. You know, he was angry, defamation. I mean, people do get angry. You can recall, I'm sure you've met people that get upset if there's something said about them and they perceive it the wrong way. It's just a shocking part of our times, I guess, today.
But yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk more about that later, folks, during the show. There are more details about it, what the sheriffs had to say about it. Again, really just a stunner. The other stunner in D.C., I think, still is what's going to happen with the judges. You know, in other words, the short list is emerging of 25 names, and the Prez is picking through them, apparently, along with his people to try to decide on this next Supreme Court justice. And, of course, there'd be confirmation hearings. Do you think they're going to be cantankerous?
Oh, absolutely. First, it's going to be the issue of why are you doing this now? You held Obama's appointment. Of course, the leader, Mitch McConnell, Kate, in the Senate is going to say, well, that was a president. Well, he's already said it. That was a presidential election. This is midterm Congress. It's different. We're not waiting till the next president in 2-3 years, you know. So they'll have some argument over that. Then it'll center on the actual appointment. I think the president will go fast. You know, it's kind of ironic. We know the list because a lot of people in the right, of the right, were not going to vote for Trump. And then he put out the list and said, here's who I'll pick from. And magically, you know, the right-wingers said, okay, we're going to support you. I mean, I have friends of mine that would not vote for him. And after he put out that list before the election, they went with him.
Yeah, wow.
So we know anybody from that list is going to satisfy.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's backing there. And so that certainly was some good maneuvering, frankly, beforehand. No question about it. I don't know if you know much about this, and I just caught a little headline on it. But because I know there's people certainly listening to America tonight in the farmland, the Senate passed this huge farm bill, and apparently it was, you know, they voted 86-11 to pass it because now we've got this 4th of July recess, $428 billion, and it authorizes all kinds of things, ag assistance, nutrition programs, that kind of thing. Was this a bill that really got a lot of backing? Because you look at those numbers are pretty big.
Oh, they are big. It has the food stamp program in it, you know, for those who are concerned about that, too. But also sort of like a Freedom to Farm bill, we used to call it. I think they still call it the Freedom to Farm bill with a lot of government subsidies to it. But it is a basic support of the farm community. Right now, the farming community is pretty shaky about tariffs. So I think you're seeing a good vote on this because it's one of those bills, you can't believe it happens these days in D.C., but it kind of, you know, got worked out. It's going to help a lot of the farming community. Farmers still have it tough, as you know, Kate, but at least, you know, the government's going to provide a little bit of support here.
Yeah. The thing with Congresswoman Maxine Waters, you and I have been talking about this, and she apparently had to cancel a bunch of public events because she got some serious death threats. She's seen an increase in threats, and since she called for protesters to publicly confront Trump people, especially White House folks, etc. Wow, this has gotten out of hand, hasn't it?
Well, it has. Look, you know, I think I said on your show the other night, Maxine was my ranking member. I never had problems with her. We passed George Bush's American Dream down payment bill, et cetera, worked on housing. But Maxine is aggressive, make no bones about it. Nancy Pelosi kind of backed off, you know, away from her a little bit after Maxine came forward with her comments. But I think she, you know, got very aggressive about going in front of people's houses or confronting them at restaurants. And some of the people were obviously retaliating back at her. Now, death threats are not good, you know. But yes, this certainly ignited, I know, amongst a lot of people that I saw, a lot of conversation and a lot of heated conversation.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Absolutely. I feel like I need to say something light with you. We need to talk about something lighter.
Sure.
And I'm sure you are just completely enthralled with what's happening with the World Cup, right?
Oh, I am just. I've been watching it. And now, is that in France?
That'd be in Russia.
You are the sports. I brag about you. You are the sports expert, the sports princess. I brag to my friends. I know your history of how you started, and I think it's amazing. So I'm going to yield to you. Although I'm a World Cup expert, I'm going to yield to you.
Well, but you do know the U.S. is not participating, so we'll forgive you for that.
Now, that I knew.
Always awesome to talk to you. Bob Ney, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So at the top of the show, as we said, the big story, of course, is this Capital Gazette shooting in Annapolis. And it couldn't be, for someone like me, it couldn't be more of a sad day for journalism. You know, I went to Ohio University. I've said this before, and I got my journalism degree there. And always in my heart was to be a journalist of some sort. And, of course, I did pursue that. Talk radio is, you know, my great love, and talk radio is very much about opinion, and the where I went to school and the way I was taught was who, what, where, when, and why. You know, the basics of journalism. So here's what happens: the newspaper shooting was definitely a targeted attack, and that's being reported all over the place. The suspect was looking for the victims inside the building where the Capital Gazette is in Maryland. Just an awful, awful day. I mean, online threats, it's like ridiculous. And you could see even in the face of the police chief that to have to jump in front of the microphones and say, you know, this was a targeted attack and five people are dead. And, you know, what was the intent here? And the intent was to go after those people. And it's just, you know, for once I agree with Paul Ryan. I have to say, rarely are we on the same page about anything. But on Twitter, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, said, "The senseless attack on a Maryland newspaper today is sickening. Sickening. God bless these journalists. We pray for them and their families tonight." And that's absolutely true. And, you know, the Gazette is saying that they're going to publish because, you know, that's part of the whole thing. Of course they're going to publish. They're not going to back away, you know, from what happened. But it's just, was just absolutely, absolutely stunning. Coming up, it's time for The Other here on America Tonight.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Inside a different sort of man cave, I welcome the other in. That would be my husband, Paul. And often we talk about things that happen in our lives and the whole husband-wife thing and maybe some of the differences and things that dudes talk about. And I think men talk just as much as women do. Women talk about liking food but wanting to be thin. It's always about being thin. You can never be too thin or too rich. So women want to grub, Paul, but they often don't because they're afraid they'll gain weight. Except for when it comes to the Costco hot dogs. And they recently did a poll. What are your favorite hot dog toppings? It's like no calories when you walk inside Costco, apparently. And so the winning toppings for all the people that they polled in Costco, 23% said they liked mustard the best, 17% onions, 10% relish, and then my favorite, 8% sauerkraut. I think for you, if you get a hot dog, you're going to have mustard, chili on it, cheese, and relish. Am I right?
Sounds good. Plus some onions in there. Oh, yeah. Making me hungry.
Yeah, I love onions. You know, when I was a kid, when I was a baby, we lived in New York, and my mother used to tell me this story that they had onions in the bag and they were on the floor, and she would find me eating an onion like an apple. I still love onions.
That explains a lot.
That explains my great breath, right? It's not because I talk too much or anything. You had a list of what you wanted to talk about. And on the list, one of the things that you said to me, and this is, I think this is, maybe it's more a guy thing than a woman thing, but I think when people give you a nickname, sometimes it can, a nickname can be a bad thing or a good thing. In my world, if I give someone a nickname, it's a good thing. It's not a negative thing when I have a nickname for somebody. How about you?
Well, I thought it was kind of funny until it seems like it's gotten a little serious, so I wasn't even going to say anything. But the nickname Kerosene Maxine was pretty, I thought was pretty comical, but it's gotten out of hand. And obviously it was not good what she did to, just because somebody else's being, you don't want to try to out-Trump Trump just because someone else is acting that way. You don't want to do the same thing. It's not it's not beneficial to you. But I just thought the nickname, when I first heard it, I thought it was just funny. But it's gotten really out of hand with the death threats and everything.
Right. But I wasn't talking about the death threats. It's the reason that they called her Kerosene Maxine is because of what happened, because how it fueled all the protests and whatever. So that's why the nickname Kerosene. Now, when it comes to sports people, I mean, I think there's some all-time great nicknames like Iron Mike Tyson.
That's a good one, yeah.
Dennis Oil Can Boyd.
Yeah.
What do you think's a good nickname?
Oh, Eric Sleepy Floyd. You just passed that. That's pretty funny.
Eric Sleepy Floyd.
Is it because did he have like
sleepy eyes? Yes.
How about Refrigerator Perry? That was always a good one.
Because he was so big and he moved so slow and he was like a refrigerator. And see, the thing is, for somebody of his size, in the NFL and playing for the Chicago Bears, that championship team that won a Super Bowl, his girth was a plus. There's no doubt about it. And he was very tough to move, and that's thus the nickname.
And you've got a picture up with the ball player, and it appears to be a goose or maybe a duck, but it just reminded me of Goose. So, like in the movie Top Gun, you know, military aviators are all given nicknames, and so they're painted on the side of their jets. And so... who can forget Goose and Maverick? But Goose was a great one for the movie.
You know what? Why is that about nicknames on planes? I mean, you were a pilot for a little bit. What is that about?
I was a private pilot, not a military pilot. But it's just an old military tradition. I don't know exactly when it started and where it came from.
Okay, here's another thing I don't get, and this may be... and so we didn't really settle the, do men have more nicknames for each other than women? I think so. I think men, because they play the dozens more, they have more nicknames than women do, which once again proves why I fit so well into the man's world, because I have nicknames for people, a lot of people. Usually if I give somebody a nickname of some sort, even if I don't use it all the time, I usually that means I like them.
So let's talk about, you have a lot of passions in life. You're a very passionate person. So let's talk about your latest passion that I just discovered tonight. Your Instagram passion of this, your newest man crush of this male model. So tell me about what's going on with this situation.
Well, there's a male model. What I like about this guy is he posts pictures of his wife and his kids and says he's devoted to them. And you can tell it's that he's, you know, modeling is a business for him. And that's his paycheck, his body and what he does to his body. I mean, he truly has those six pack abs. He truly works out like a fiend.
Okay. I'll give you that. You just popped up a black and white picture of him without his shirt on and he's pretty chiseled.
Well, and because this is radio and people can't see what we were talking about when you refer to, you just popped up a picture here and there. If you go to Mariano Di Vaio, then you can pop him up on Instagram. But anyway, he seems like a cool... he's like the guy that guys want to hang around, and he's like the cool dude because he's devoted to his wife. And he's incredibly handsome, and he's this devoted father guy. He's like the guy you hate, I think, if you're a guy also, in a way, because he's got everything.
Guys want to hang around with athletes. They don't want to hang around with male models. If they want to hang around with male models, it would be David Beckham or Tom Brady. But they're not just going to hang around with some Instagram model.
He's not an Instagram model. He's on Instagram because that helps his brand, but he's a model all over the place.
Okay, how did you find this joker in the first place?
Because he popped up on my Instagram That's how I learned about them. I don't know the names of models, male or female, and it just happened. And so then I looked, and he was a golfer, and he did all these cool things, and I thought, wow, he's pretty interesting.
What's wrong with Marky Mark? He was a model.
He was a model. All right, how about this? California passes the name. By the way, did you brush your teeth? Your breath is rough.
Well, what did you feed us? Actually, I fed us tonight, not you.
Well, I don't know what you ate, but it is awful. Oof. How did I marry a guy with bad breath when everyone I dated had minty-smelling breath?
Minty-smelling breath. Everyone.
Everyone.
Mints.
Everyone.
Mint. They just chewed on
no,
mint.
No, from the time I was 15.
They would walk
no
through the
breath,
woods
no
and
halitosis
pick
like
mint leaves and chew on mint all day long.
Okay, so while you're trying to find a mint somewhere in your man purse, how about this? Consumers now have this new thing they have to deal with in California, this online privacy protections deal. It's a one-of-a-kind thing. The California law was signed by the governor, Jerry Brown. It's very, very new, and it's the toughest, and it could serve as kind of a model for other states. So consumers have the right to know what personal information companies are collecting and why, and when business, you know, and with businesses when it's being shared. So they also have the right to direct companies to delete their information and not to sell it. It restricts sharing and selling of any of this kind of data of children, by the way, younger than 16. I love it. So that means when all these companies, they're mining all that information, people will go after them. I think it would be great if other states adopted it. Of course, if you're a business person, it might not be so great.
I mean, yeah, it's common sense. I can appreciate common sense.
Yeah, so the technology companies, which are, of course, in California, will likely implement the law in the rest of the country because of the whole thing of privacy, and that's what this whole law is about. So it'll start there, I would imagine, like Simi Valley.
Or Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley, not Simi. Simi Valley, they're not caring about that. Silicon Valley, they are caring about that.
Wow, Simi Valley. That's a little sleepier than...
It is very much... I've only been to Simi Valley, I don't know, maybe once or twice. Have you ever been there?
It's possible that I drove through there one time.
In 2 seconds, I'm done. That's right. I mean, California, there's so many. We could talk about California all night long. And they spend money on advertising trying to get people. Well, so do a lot of other states, that whole tourism thing. All right, so the music means you're out of the cave. Thanks for stopping by.
Woo-woo.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky with the very latest on the Maryland newspaper shooting. Police now say it was a targeted attack.
He entered the building with a shotgun and he looked for his victims as he walked through the lower level.
Police in Annapolis, Maryland say the gunman used his shotgun to blow out glass and get into the newsroom full of employees, but he walked the floor looking for certain people. He killed five. Police say the gunman also armed with canisters of smoke grenades.
The shooter is in custody and being interrogated at this time.
Now, as for the super quick police response, Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan says officers on scene in 60 seconds.
Our emergency response team did an incredible job. The fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We do have mail, and luckily I had some time to dig through it right there, thank goodness, through the miracle and the machinations of technical guru Andy. And let's go to the mailbag. Sadly, so much of the mailbag was about what happened in Annapolis. And what happened in Annapolis is just despicable, disgraceful, horrific. You know, people should not lose their lives over something happening at a newspaper. And when somebody goes inside armed, a gunman, like all these other places, a school, a church, a, you know, wherever, a mall, well, you know, here you are. And they were sitting ducks. So it was a targeted attack. And, you know, even though the police arrived pretty quickly, It wasn't quick enough to stop the deaths of five people. And the guy that went in, the accused shooter, is a 38-year-old, Jared Ramos. and he had an ongoing grudge with the newspaper. He filed a defamation suit against the newspaper in 2012. The judge threw out the lawsuit and said he fails to come close to alleging a case of defamation. And the case was sparked, I guess, by a Capital story by a staff writer, Eric Thomas Hartley, under the headline, "Jared Wants to Be Your Friend." And the story described a situation of a woman who was continually harassed by Ramos after he contacted her on Facebook. And that's what started the whole thing, apparently. So there were threats made to the newspaper before the attack. Did they come from the suspect? Who knows? So then you've got this journalist, Rob Hassan, who was among the victims, and his brother Carl is a best-selling author, and he wrote a very sad, put a very sad tweet out after that. And I mean, I'll tell you, they say they're going to publish on Friday, which I think is great, and I mentioned that before. But the fact that he gets in, the five people are killed, they did get him, they did apprehend him, so he's going to have to answer for that. And so there were so many emails about it, you know, so much mail, so I'm going to go to that. This one was from Joseph, who said, "Kate, no matter what people think of the media, that's outrageous. He goes into the newspaper and just starts gunning down people, and apparently he was not right, obviously. He was picking on some woman through Facebook. They wrote a story, and then I guess the rest is history, and it's really depressing to see what happened there in Annapolis and hear the stories." And then there was this one from Nan, who says, "Boy, Kate, it really makes you wonder about what is going on in this world. Somebody, even if they had some kind of a grudge or some kind of a reason to feel the way that they felt, to just go into the newspaper and attack those people that way is absolutely unacceptable, and the fact that they're dead does nothing for their families and people saying thoughts and prayers. It's time to get over the thoughts and prayers. Not that that's not good to say it. It's just that we need to do much more than that." All right, here's one from Kim, and Kim says, "Oh, I feel so badly for those people who were probably shocked by what happened in that newsroom in Annapolis." And then you read some more details, Kate, and you find out that this was some kind of a weird grudge thing because of something that was written a long time ago. And I can't imagine what those families are going through. They certainly were not expecting that this was going to happen to them. And you read the story about the assistant editor and the fact that, you know, he had been a reporter for the Baltimore Sun for 15 years. He had this big journalism background, and he was the brother of the author, Carl Hassan. Yeah, that's Rob Hassan, who was killed, and Carl is his brother, and he spent his whole life as a journalist. Then Gerald Fishman was killed, and he had been at the newspaper, I guess, 25 years, and John McNamara also worked in a lot of different capacities, designing pages, editing, that kind of stuff. He had written a couple of books about the University of Maryland's football and basketball history. And then there was Rebecca Smith. She joined the newspaper just last year as a sales assistant. She was only 34 years old. And she, you know, she's on her Facebook page, they had written about this. She was a dog mom, a softball fiance, a bonus mom to the best kid ever, and oh boy. And then there was Wendy Winters. She was an editor and community reporter for the paper. She wrote weekly columns. She was 65 years old. She moved there after she worked in public relations in New York. And she was active volunteering with the Red Cross and the Girl Scouts. And, you know, so you wonder when they say it was targeted, why those specific people. I can see the editors, you know, why that would be, because they might have been there through what happened with him. But boy, oh boy, I mean, geez, just, you know, what can you say? Unbelievable. And I got many more emails about it, but it would take up this entire mailbag. And there were a couple of other things I thought that were pretty interesting. And one of them came from, on a lighter note, came from Cam, who said, Kate, I know you keep up with sometimes some of the happy, bizarre news, and I'm sure you saw this, but how about this 80-year-old woman who was adopted as a baby, lived her whole life not knowing her biological mother until this week, and shockingly, her mother is still alive, so they were reunited. What are the odds of that happening? Yeah, I did read that story. Somebody sent me it. Joanne Lowenstern, who's 80, was adopted as a baby, and now she found her mother, Lillian Seminari, who's 100. That is so crazy. And you know what? The mother who's 100 and the 80-year-old, they looked so... I mean, they connected. You could see them connecting. I don't know. Something is really, I agree. Something is really cool about that. And the fact that they, you know, how and who knows how much time they get together. But the fact that they even got together is a stunner. I mean, really, it's a stunner. Absolutely. All right, moving on to another one. There is a story about this snake that crawled out from the car hood and I mean, we've seen that. That's what snakes do. It is freaky. Somebody told me that when I lived in El Paso, to watch out for scorpions and snakes. Great. Watch out for them. Thank you. When I get up at 4 in the morning going in to do a morning television show. So the story is out of Phoenix that this guy was driving along heading from, you know, from one street to another. He saw a head poke out from under the hood of his SUV. And then he saw the body of a snake go up the windshield. He tried to use the windshield wipers to get rid of the snake, but the snake outsmarted him. He latched on and retreated under the hood. Then he pulled over and he couldn't find the snake. Then he's worried, did it go through the vent system? What do I do? So he sprayed down the engine. He had animal control company come in. The snake was never found, and he's still scratching his head trying to figure out. He had a picture of it. He took a picture so people believed him, and you could see the snake on the windshield. It's the craziest thing. He did a little video of it. You know, he said it wasn't a sense of panic. It's just, this is crazy. This is coming out of my car. And of course, in Phoenix, you can imagine that happening. Oh, that would freak me out. Once the snake disappeared is when I would really be a little bit freaked out. Where's the snake? I swear I saw the snake. Where? Oh, yeah, it would be scary. Then I got this one from Jeffrey, who says, hello, America Tonight fans and people who are part of the cast. I like that, the cast. I have been paying a lot of attention to what you've been talking about. I love the quick hits. I thought it was, I think some of what you talk about is hilarious, and then you can be serious, and it's interesting because I think one night a long time ago I heard you talk about parades, and I wondered if you were a fan of the Mummers Parade, since you're from that Philadelphia area, and have you ever been to it? Well, I could talk about that. I've been to the Mummers Parade, yes, many, many times as a kid. It's been a long time since I've been back there. You have unbelievable costumes. A lot of men dress up, and they play instruments as they walk down the street. It's really a wild phenomenon, and definitely that's a Philly thing. Thanks for all the emails. See you on the flip side.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah.
All right, going to the man cave indeed. And what do we find in the man cave? Yes, World Cup. Do we care about the World Cup? I've asked this question before. If you care about the World Cup, jam on these digits right now, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave. And all you have to do is go to Invade the Man Cave, actually. InvadeTheManCave.com and fill out all the... It's easy. You're just your address, etc., and I will send you an autographed copy. Or, again, you can dive on these digits, 855-266-5283. Does anyone care about World Cup? I do. I can't claim to know a lot about it. I've had to kind of bone up on it, if you will. The Colombians, I love this because I have a really good friend who is from Colombia, and I'm going to see her in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure she's ecstatic. She's there right now, and Colombia beat Senegal 1-0. So they are moving on up. It's all about getting into the round of 16. Poland was a winner. Belgium was a winner over England in a who cares game, by the way. 1-0. Because they're both already in the round of 16. Tunisia beat Panama 2-1. I mean, it gets interesting to me as you get to that 16 because that's when you get closer to those games that are, not that they can't be intense now, but they're really intense because then you're talking about vying for the World Cup. And over the weekend, there's Argentina playing France and Portugal playing Uruguay. And then on Sunday, Spain and Russia and Croatia and Denmark. And then, you know, then you go from there. And it's interesting. There are, I think, a lot of Americans who are actually paying attention, who are actually watching it, but not, they're not as in tune to it, I think, as they would be if America, if the U.S. was playing. It's more about football, right? In this country, it's more about football. So how about this? The Bucs quarterback, Jameis Winston, was suspended for the first three games officially of 2018. So he was suspended because of what happened in this car with an Uber driver. The investigation the NFL did, so they found the Tampa Bay Bucs quarterback inappropriately touched a female driver in March of 2016, and they released a statement saying, by touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent, disciplinary action was necessary and appropriate. So they say that he's required to get a clinical evaluation and cooperate with any recommended therapeutic intervention, any kind of program. They say if he doesn't comply, it could result in further discipline. And they also said another violation of the personal conduct policy would result in more discipline for him. So instead, it's interesting, the fates and fortunes of what happens on a football team, a lot of times it's about injury, but a veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to start in his place. So they open the season on the road against the Saints. Then they have two home games against the Philadelphia Eagles and then Monday night against the Steelers. He won two of his three starts for Tampa last season when Winston had a shoulder injury. So that's what's happening. And the story was brutal, that he was just trashed out of his mind, according to the story. His friends put him in an Uber. There were two other people with him, but everybody got dropped off in different places and separately. And this isn't the first time he's gotten into trouble in this direction, but it's, you know, so the NFL had to act as swiftly as they could once they knew, and they had to do a thorough investigation. So that's what they did, because we're at that point where we're almost in training camps. It's shocking to think that we're going to be in July. By the time we blink our eyes, we're going to be there, and I have no idea. How do we get here? How do we get here so quickly? Oh, if you play fantasy football, you're excited about it because we're almost here, like I said. And fantasy football, I know I like fantasy football, and we do have this thing called Nail the Score, and we'll be doing Nail the Score again this year. And the fantasy football, for a lot of people, is kind of their break from the everyday. And you can see that so many people play fantasy football because all you have to do is, when you watch a football game, look at the crawl on the bottom of it, and you see all of the stats of what wide receivers are doing, or what's happening to the quarterback and all that kind of stuff, because these are the kind of stats that you would care about if you were playing fantasy football. If you just tuned in to this show, we are in the man cave right now, and we're talking about man things, which means a lot of sports. In the sports world, no bigger story, and one we knew was going to happen. It's like they handed us the script, and they did hand us the script, the NBA. It's about King James, and what is LeBron James going to do? Where is he going to go next? Is it going to be the Lakers, or is it going to be someplace else? Or is he going to stay with the Cavaliers? He did win a championship with them, but the last 4 years, Golden State has won 3 out of 4, so it was just one for the Cavs. And the rumors are that he will end up with the Lakers, along with some other people like Kawhi Leonard, who wants to go away from the Spurs. He wants to be traded. So the Spurs are talking to several teams about Kawhi Leonard, including the Lakers, but also Boston. So they're clearly willing to play, let's make a deal. If the Lakers land Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, then all bets are off. I can't imagine that LeBron James would not want to be part of that, because he would be the star in the middle of that trio, and he would have two great players with him. And it's about how many great players do you have on the floor in the NBA. Let's be real clear about that. Maybe hoop isn't your thing, and your thing is baseball. And if your thing is baseball or not, or if your thing is baseball, what's really interesting, Tim Tebow is making some noise in the minors. He's hitting over 300 in June. So the Mets, who are not doing well, would they consider bringing him up and having people get a look at Tim Tebow in a Mets uniform in the bigs for a little more than a cup of coffee, right? And the answer is that they'd have to do something with somebody else on the crummy roster and make that decision. So maybe, I think before the end of the year that might happen, but of course it depends on how he plays the rest of the way as they're making that decision. And if the answer is he's playing really well, I can't imagine they don't do that. I think they would do that, because why not? He's in their system. It would make sense to me, that's for sure, that they would do that. Besides what's happening there, I think so often it is about the odds. So often it's about what are the odds of my team doing XYZ next time around. And I was looking at the latest odds. My pal RJ Bell sent me the odds of a couple of different things, including the World Series odds. The Astros, who won last year, are 5-1, have 5-1 odds. The Yankees, 5.5-1. The Cubs, who won the World Series a couple of years ago, 10-1, and the Nationals are 10-1. And the Red Sox are 10-1. It's funny because the Phillies have gotten better. Their odds were terrible at the beginning of the year. They're playing much better, and their odds of winning a World Series are 38-1. 38-1, the worst odds on the board. The Reds, 1,000-1. 1,000-1 chance that the Reds will win the World Series. Be a nice payday for some of that, wouldn't it? Thanks for hanging in, letting go of the wheel, and riding along with us here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.